Umar Mahmood from Freddie Flintoff's Field of Dreams show dies, date modified colon 2024-09-13T12:12:48.172Z, description colon Umar Mahmood, 18, had featured in Freddie Flintoff's Field of Dreams BBC series following young cricketers. Teenager who appeared in Freddie Flintoff show dies, Penwordham Priory Academy. Umar Mahmood had a passion for geography as well as his cricket, his former school said. An 18-year-old who appeared in Freddie Flintoff's Field of Dreams BBC TV show has died following a crash. Umar Mahmood was driving an Audi A3 Sport when it left the road and hit trees on Chain Call Way, in Preston, at about 22:55 BST on Tuesday. A 16-year-old boy traveling in the back of the vehicle was also killed. Mr. Mahmood was one of a group of young cricketers from Lancashire who was featured on the BBC series. His former school, Penwordham Priory Academy, described him as bright, studious, and well-loved. Umar Mahmood, left, appeared on the BBC One series fronted by Freddie Flintoff, right, the tribute said. Mr. Mahmood was a young man who was always considerate to those around him and who showed ambition and kindness in all that he did. The Academy said it was with great sadness that we hear this news, adding Mr. Mahmood's family would be in their thoughts and prayers today. It added that Mr. Mahmood, who left the school 2 years ago, had a passion for geography as well as his cricket. An opportunity, Field of Dreams saw former England all-rounder Flintoff, who is from Preston, visit underprivileged parts of Lancashire to find 11 teenagers, who had not considered the sport before, to form a side. Speaking in July 2022 about his involvement in the show, Mr. Mahmood said he had enjoyed watching and playing cricket and had been selected to join Flintoff's team while a member of the BYDS Youth Club in Preston. They said they wanted to do a documentary about cricket and give people like me an opportunity which I might not otherwise have, he said in a statement, which was issued at the time by his school. Mr. Mahmood said he and his fellow young cricketers were trained by Flintoff, who was really down to earth, along with Kyle Hogg. They taught us different types of cricketing skills and it has been really good. I would say now I am a bit of an all-rounder, he said, adding he had been interviewed a lot for the program and they have been to my house and interviewed my family as well. Flintoff said in 2022 following filming, cricket is not an easy sport and some of the boys had never picked up a bat before. I was also dealing with kids who thought it was posh and boring so I had to change their minds. I got far more invested in the boys' lives than I thought I would, but I care more about them as people than their cricketing ability at the end of the day. Bold opponent out. In the program, Mr. Mahmood could be seen bowling during the young side's first match, during which he got an opponent out. When I realized I had got him out I was over the moon really, he said. The atmosphere is really good, especially how everyone came around after. Now we've got a good chance of winning. The BBC said in a statement, we are very saddened to hear the news of Umar's passing and the thoughts of everyone in the Field of Dreams team are with his family and friends at this difficult time. Lancashire police confirmed on Wednesday that the boy travelling in the back of the car, named by the same school as Adam Bodie, had also died in the crash. The Academy also paid tribute to Adam, saying he was a popular boy with a fantastic sense of humour. The Academy sent its heartfelt condolences to all of Adam's family and friends. A 17-year-old boy remains in a stable condition in hospital. Listen to the best of BBC Radio Lancashire on Sounds, and follow BBC Lancashire on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You can also send story ideas to northwest.newsonline@bbc.co.uk. More on this story, driver, 18. Dies after crash which also killed boy, 16, dies day after crash that left two others injured, Flintoff returns to BBC with Field of Dreams show, related internet Lynn.